Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. What up, Havoc? Juggalo Rider Radio. The fuck you listening to? Better know by no wicked motherfucker. Whoop, to all my motherfucking juggalos listening right now. Juggalo Rider Radio. Bringing doggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we spit of shit. Bringing doggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness and witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we spit of shit. Off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's some teenage girls are throwing fists, cause horror core is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message, shoot more in its finest form. It's dark as fucking rain, I get mad through rainstorms. Slashing, cutting, chopping, something turn up on me, doing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness to witches, with the wicked shit we spitting. Wicked bridges, open bridges, how the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from a juggalo. Representing for myself, coming up. Real self, fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc? Bringing doggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into sadistic motherfucker, now we spit the shit. Bringing doggers where I'm going, spitting for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into sadistic motherfucker.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome back to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Gail Gio, because I don't fucking guess here. We got Angel with us. What's good, man?
What's up? Not much. I had a question, anime related. Who do you think will win in the fight, the Akatsuki or the Phantom Troopers?
Try one more time.
Who do you think will win in a fight, the Phantom Troopers or the Akatsukis? And I'm including the original Juzo and Achimaru and Abito and Madara.
Shit, fuck that. I was just sending Goku to just kill them all.
Goku? Shit. But you know about... Shit, but you know about the Phantom Troopers, right?
Somewhat.
You have been watching Hunter. I've been trying to watch The Boys lately, but freaking drama's been fucking bugging me.
Shit. I haven't been watching much anime too much lately, man. Just to be honest.
You pay for the anime or what? You see your shit for free?
See, I usually go for the free shit, which is usually on Adult Swim.
Or Kids Anime, usually.
Sometimes Bleach, Food Wars, Demon Slayer.
I need to rewatch Bleach.
Dude, they have another season coming out next year.
What's coming out next year? A new season?
Yep.
I've been watching the new reboot of Digimon lately.
Reboot of Digimon? What the fuck do?
Really? It's pretty good. You should see the plus they made a new movie. I'm more impressed with the series than the movie. That's the sad thing.
Man, did you see the fucking movie for Bleach?
I haven't seen many. Only seen the series.
No. I mean the live action movie for Bleach.
Oh, the live action? No, I have not. Shit, I haven't seen a fucking Attack on Titan live action either. And I still gotta see the Full Metal.
Yeah, advice. It's not that good.
What, the Full Metal? Or the Bleach?
I'm talking about the fucking Bleach live action anime. Bleach. That's not. It ain't that good.
Okay, so it's like a Dragon Ball Z vibe. Understand him.
It's like a Death Note vibe. More like.
Damn.
Like, it doesn't follow the series in any kind of order, and the way it ends is just stupid.
Understandable. Yeah, I hope they don't make another live action Dragon Ball Z movie, because they really fucked up with the first one.
See, I think if they were to do it now, they could probably do it a lot better.
Oh, yeah, with the CGI shit, yeah. Especially how it says it's fucking changed since the fucking 90s. Hell, look at the fucking anime with the fucking battles. They're going fucking pretty.
But the way fucking the Bleach movie ended is just, no. It ain't worth it.
You seen the Attack on Titan one? Nothing yet? Is it good?
That I haven't seen yet. I'll probably watch that sometime tomorrow.
I know there's plus I know Death Note. It's live action.
Yeah, the Death Note one I heard was terrible.
I'm yet to see the Parasite, and I'm a big fan of Parasite.
Because from what I hear, the Death Note live action had absolutely nothing to do with the anime.
That fucking sucks.
It was like a Dragon Ball Z type shit.
Hell. Fuck that. Even the fucking Ghost of Shell was kind of into the fucking storyline.
Basically.
And that Ghost of Shell was better than Dragon Ball Z, point blank.
Man.
That's the fucking sad part about it. Everybody was tripping about Scarlett Johansson. I think she did a pretty good fucking job.
Man, seeing fucking Barney live action would be better than Dragon Ball Z live action.
Speaking of that, you seen Doom Patrol on Titans lately?
No.
I haven't been keeping track of the CW shit. I like the HBO shit better. See, because, yeah, there's about to be a third or fourth season of Titans about to be coming out. And Doom Patrol.
But they did put out Swamp Thing on CW.
I'm mad about it. That was good. No, I seen the original. I'm not a big fan of the CW shit. This is not. Cause you gotta, I want to watch it all to understand me. The thing, you got to keep track of every fucking thing. Got to keep, yeah, you know, the timelines are all fucking different. You know, especially with the fucking team up on the episode. Why don't you do that? Might as well watch the team up episode first. Might as well watch the team episode first and then get to the whole entire, all those fucking series. But there's too fucking many. That's why I stick with the HBO shit.
And of course, you got Stargirl coming back next year.
Yeah, and you think fucking Supergirl's gonna go to Lewis and Clark? You know how it is. Look what they did with fucking Constantine. Same situation.
It's possible. I think what's funny is their idea of how they casted people for fucking Stargirl. Because the chick that plays Courtney, they have her playing young as all shit, and she's actually 23 years old.
Damn.
And they have her playing a fucking 15-year-old in that shit. The fuck are they doing?
If we're going to go to that, I recommend you seeing The Fucking Boys.
I've actually been watching The Boys. I'm on episode... I think 4.
Of season 1?
Yep.
It's good as shit, even though somebody's a fucking fascist. Or a socialist. Depends how you fucking flow. Socialist or a fascist.
Watching that, and I'm going to be watching the Umbrella Academy.
Umbrella Academy. That's a good...
Yep.
Which season? One?
Well, I'm going to start with season one, because I haven't seen it yet.
It's a good-ass show. They're both pretty good-ass shows. I've been watching the fucking Netflix of Marvel lately. No, I mean before, a couple months back, all five shows of Marvel. I went through Game of Thrones. I went through Vikings.
Man, I'm kind of surprised that the Marvel show is still on Netflix.
Shoot, but yes, it's still
because
on Netflix? I thought they blocked that shit
out. No, they still have Iron Fist up on there. Fucking
surprise. I know they made a deal just now. You know about that deal? They bought their shit back. Supposedly those characters are going to be in the movies, so I ordered that. That's what's supposed to be going on. Supposedly they're going to recast those characters.
Damn.
The actors and actresses. Yeah, so I'm looking at this like, it's a good thing. So I hope they do make Jessica Jones with fucking Hellstorm.
Yeah, here we go, fucking... What do I get off?
After all these years, I still want to know why the unmute button sounds like me.
Click.
Did somebody steal my voice and they're using it on this damn shit? I want to be paid, Blog Talk. Don't you understand? You're using my voice.
But yeah, they still got Iron Fist up on Netflix. They got Daredevil. But what's funny is because Disney is actually taking everything that's Marvel off of everything and making it to where it's only on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I know, because with Phase 4, you're like 5-6 different shows coming up.
Yeah.
They're on that greed tip, like, how can I put this? ICP.
Basically.
They want to make money off every little bit of things that they can.
Well, ICP, but they still got that bullshit, the bootlegger shit they don't give a fuck about.
That bootlegger shit.
Well, you're talking about ICP, they fucking bootlegger. And they don't give a fuck about it.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. I'll just nod my head.
You're talking about... Alright.
Bootleggers.
Well, no,
what the fuck are you talking about? You're talking about psychopathic rider shit that don't even exist anymore.
Anything Juggalo related, Juggalos are trying to make a profit off it. For example,
yeah,
Joker
they
was
made
with,
the hatchet, man, and
great
everybody
again,
that
the
found ICP
profit.
Used that logo to sell shit on merchandise too. Yeah.
Example,
why?
Like
why
Juggalo.
Nobody ever did anything about that? I have no idea.
Politics.
No. Really.
I mean, for fuck's sake, our podcast is called Juggalo Rider Radio.
Right?
Did we get that copyright in? I don't think so.
But no, but let's put it this way. Like, okay, I know, never saw the show probably, but The Gifted. Angel, do you remember the show The Gifted?
Oh, you mean all them people? You mean all them people on PlayStation? They're pretty gifted.
Nah, not them.
Oh, not that kind of gifted.
The
only theory I yet to see. I've seen all the Marvel shit. The only theory I yet to see: Mutant X, Legion, and that show.
Gifted.
Yeah, The Gifted.
So you have not seen The Gift yet?
Nope, because I'm busy watching this shit. I got other shows to watch. I still got to see fucking Warrior Nun.
Well, guess what? You won't be seeing. They did two seasons of The Gifted on for Fox, and then Disney pulled that show off of Fox. It's now being. Now the only way you can see it is on Disney Plus.
Oh, damn. I know Mutinex had the same situation.
Yeah. So basically, Disney right now is pulling everything that's got to do with Marvel. Whether it be movies or TV show, I'm surprised fucking TNT is even able to fucking play the fucking Marvel shit for free because if you've noticed. You can't get a hold of fucking Captain Marvel unless you have the PlayStation Plus. You can't get a hold of stuff like Star Wars.
Yo, don't tell him, but he said PlayStation Plus.
Oh, yeah. Disney Plus.
Sometimes you get lucky on Amazon Prime shit.
Man, if you haven't noticed, if you go to Amazon Prime, even with Amazon Prime, If you try to go for, like, a movie from Marvel, it tells you, it's available on Disney Plus.
Same thing with DC.
Well, I don't know about DC too much anymore because DC's just been, DC's still up, stuff is still up on Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah, but some of them you got to pay for the damn shit. Like, fuck, even with Shudder. Same situation. But you actually find some good-ass movies on there, though. I ain't going to lie.
Remember when that used to stand for Dickless Conundrum?
I remember. But I don't think Angel remembers.
He should know that guy. He was here.
Who? Nicholas? You talking about Darian? Not Darian.
What the fuck
Charlie?
Is his name? I don't know.
The one that used to be doing the fucking chat line. That motherfucker. I'm thinking you're talking about him.
No, not him. Charles.
Nah. Okay.
Speaking of that,
he's still on like Snapchat. I don't know what he does though.
Okay, so he's still living. I thought that motherfucker died.
Speaking of which, though, man, y'all know Saint Dog died, right?
Nah.
You haven't heard about that?
Yeah, Saint Dog died like 2 days ago.
Yeah, that was on fucking TMZ.
44 years old. Dead now. What the fuck?
COVID.
You know why he died of? Or they yet to fucking disclose the information?
I don't know. The little bit of information that somebody screenshotted off of TMZ was he was having trouble breathing in somebody's house or something, so they called the police and shit.
Must have had an asthma attack or some other shit.
I mean, it could be a result of many things. You say COVID one more time.
C-19.
I think that shit's crazy.
But I mean, that is a possibility since it is 2020 here with the only thing that's ever talked about. But I doubt.
Oh yeah, I think that shit is fucking fake though. Natural causes. They put the symptoms for random same other bullshit. I think that shit's fake as hell.
You think?
Yeah, I think. At the worst of the minutes, really? Really? Really?
The Miz has been canceled. The Miz is on Raw. He's been canceled.
I haven't watched wrestling in a fat-ass minute.
You ain't missing anything.
No, you're not.
I'm yet to see AEW.
Well, you ain't really missing out either, but I mean, it's still kind of entertaining.
I mean, it's better than WWE right now.
Hopefully, they don't pull a TNA.
Well, all it is AEW basically taking shots at WWE.
Of course.
Basically how WCW used to do.
Yeah, because all the people left WWE and came here.
Pretty much.
Except when they come there, they become champions and shit. And are actually used. As where in, like, WWE, they just sit there.
Yes. Like, let's see, Cody, TNT champion. Moxley, he's been a champion for like how long now?
He left because he didn't want to be stupid-ass Stardust anymore.
I don't blame him.
Well, he could be Black Rain if you or TNA owns the rest of that name.
You think my Goldust?
But yeah, Black Rain. Black Rain and TNA. Well, he needs to be with Johnny Stamboli, a.k.a. Relic.
Yeah, well, TNA owns the rights to Black Rain, so.
That fucking sucks. Damn, I actually liked that gimmick.
Now he's, what is he now? The natural, is that what you call it?
I think it's like Natural Nightmare or something like that. Because you have Cody that's the American Nightmare.
Well, we all know why. I mean, come on. It can't be the American Dream, you know?
Yeah, plus the Shattered Dream.
I don't think Goldust even does shed a dream anymore.
He did in AEW like a couple times.
Man, I'm surprised he doesn't do that whole fucking running and kicking the dude in the nuts shit.
I don't know if he so much runs anymore, but he walks over to them.
Walks over and falls over. The fact that he went over to AEW is crazy.
So, did you know that Jelly Roll has a CD coming out tomorrow?
Do you know that Jelly Roll has a bunch of stupid face tattoos?
Yes.
Like, what the fuck?
That's just like this chick I saw. She put the queen, you know, like on a, like a card deck, like the queen,
yep,
on her fucking cheek. Yeah. Why?
I don't know.
There's a Q there now. There's a Q on your fucking face. Great.
Oh yeah, Angel, spread the word. Juggle the Radio now has a GoFundMe.
Hey.
Was that a noise or was that hey?
I don't know what that was. Angel, what was that?
I got no fucking clue. Shit.
So I see Angel slept with the power company. His power's back on.
Well, yeah, I'm glad. No, the problem with the fucking electricity, they need to replace their fucking power lines because they're just from the 50s and 60s. The lazy bastards don't want to fucking change them.
From the 50s and 60s? What the hell kind of house do you live in?
The electricity, the power company.
So they're like really old and haven't updated their technology in like all this time?
Yeah. Yep.
Like, what are they waiting for?
Ohio is cheap. Meantime, you got fucking Mike DeWine. Is it being a fucking cocksucker?
Did you say Ohio?
Yeah,
is that what he said? Is that where he lives? I didn't know you lived in Ohio. Ohio sucks anyway, but I see you. I see where you're coming from now.
I'm not with you. I live here. It's a shithole.
You ain't in Cleveland, are you?
The home of the shitty brown ones, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, we went there for our very first concert we ever set up and shit with Psycho Jesus and all of them. We almost ended up fighting somebody who was in the crowd. That was, I believe it was Tally Demon's brother or some shit.
Damn.
He was up there. Or no, he was down there, I should say, and he was screaming shit about Pittsburgh and shit. And then I was like, well, Cleveland sucks dick or something, whatever the hell I said. And then Colin, you know, the other guy, he's like, whoa, we're just kidding, man. We got love for everybody. And then, like, they were real shady in that bar, too. Like these Mexican dudes. They didn't like that, you know, the one black dude we brought or whatever, man. He was all shady as fuck, the woman shit. Like, you stay right here. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, man. You see that?
Cleveland sucks.
It really does. I mean, there's no way around it.
I'm agreeing with that 100%.
See? He understands. Just like Pittsburgh sucks, too. Like, fuck it.
Pittsburgh? Actually, I'm a fan of Pittsburgh.
Of course you are. Probably like the fucking Steelers, too.
Yeah.
See? I'm probably the only person from Pittsburgh that don't give a shit about the Steelers. So how does this shit work? Does the shit end and then it comes back, or what was the deal with it?
I think I gotta hang up, call back in, so that way it all resets itself back up again.
How come it allows you to set up two shows, but you just can't set up like one long show?
More money.
Because it's been...
Well, man, what money? I ain't put no damn money into this shit.
Or like, so say you put out that, you schedule that show and then schedule after midnight, so you wouldn't be able to do another show tomorrow.
Exactly.
Shit is so fucking weird.
It's blowout, what you expect.
It's about as weird as fucking Facebook nowadays. How the fuck do you even work that shit?
I don't know.
Yeah, especially that.
Oh, wait, since I got you up on here.
Especially the guy needs a fucking booster seat.
What about you needing a booster seat?
Yeah, Havoc needs a booster seat. Yeah.
Are you ready for when the Saints come marching in?
That's the start of that damn beat that fucking Glenn O'Fell
sent. Is that all there is to that?
No, there's more to it.
And by the way, you didn't forward me absolutely anything. So, yeah,
I forwarded it to you on Facebook.
No, it's not there.
Well, shit. But call back in. I'm going to call back in myself so we can get this shit started for the...
You should upload a Saint Dog song too.
I gotta fucking find a Saint Dog song to upload.
But alright, we'll be back in a moment. Please stand by.
Yes,
technical difficulties.